WUKY's Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine has the support of the Pain Treatment Center of the Bluegrass. The Pain Treatment Center specializes in acute and chronic pain management to help people live a pain-free life. More information at pain-ptc.com.
WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
In the ever-changing world of the COVID pandemic, occasionally we get some good news, and the White House recently has been talking about getting vaccines for COVID-19 for 5 to 11-year-olds. I recently had the opportunity to talk with Dr. Elizabeth Hawes again, a pediatrician here in Lexington, about vaccinations for COVID-19 for young children aged 5 to 11. Beth, thank you again for being willing to chat with me again. Things seem to be ever changing in the world of pediatric COVID and adult COVID, and now we're starting to hear about the potential of 5 to 11-year-olds being eligible for the vaccine. What sort of things are you hearing from colleagues and parents, adult caregivers about these new developments?
Yeah, we were super excited to kind of hear the White House's plan of really trying to get these vaccines done in pediatric offices. And, you know, it's sort of it's almost a joke, a med school joke that we say kids are not little adults. And it's so true, though. Kids are not little adults. And so with giving vaccines to little kids, you want them in a place that they're familiar with. It's going to be a lot less stressful for them and stressful for parents, and they're with someone they know. And so we were so happy that we're going to be getting vaccine in our office. It looks to be the first week of November, and we can start vaccinating them. I've had parent after parent ask me if we were going to be able to vaccinate here in the office and when they were going to be able to vaccinate their children.
Well, you know, I've of a certain age now, my children are grown, but I do have grandchildren. And one of the things I've heard from their peers who have kids is there's a glimmer of hope that with these children age 5 to 11 now potentially getting vaccinated soon, that we can at least start the journey back to a semblance of normality.
Yeah, I think that's right. You know, we have the pandemic really has not changed for these kids 5 to 11. They've still had to be, you know, very cautious about masking and distancing, including trying to not infect their grandparents or anybody in their own family that has an underlying medical condition. And a lot of the kids toward the older end of that spectrum, that's been a fair amount of stress for them. You know, they've been worried they're going to go to school and be infected with COVID and then visit a grandparent or somebody in the family who's got cancer or immunosuppressed. And these kids have expressed to me it's going to be huge relief for them, and I think they're really looking forward to having a more normal kind of holiday season where they can get together with their family and not necessarily be outside and distance. And that'll be the first time really since, you know, winter of 2020 that they've been able to do that.
You know, you've touched on something that the wisdom of children, so many of them actually realizing that this is not just about them, but it's also making their family safer, their extended family, their community safer once they're able to get this vaccine. And it's just so warming to hear that wisdom coming from the young ones.
It is. And that is one of the many, many reasons I love my job. People always say, oh, this next generation, it's not like it used to be. You know, honestly, and now I'm in kind of my second generation of patients that I see come through. Each generation just gets better and better. And the selflessness with which these children talk about protecting their community, their teachers, members of their family, I mean, it is just heartening. And they are wonderful, wonderful people. And we adults could really learn a lot from the kids.
You know, it makes me think of one of my favorite movies. Gosh, I'm blocking on the name of it where... Well, I'll think of it later, but where the cynical teacher says to the janitor, you know, kids these days, they just aren't like they used to be. They don't respect anybody anymore. And the janitor brings him up short and says, no, kids are great. It's you that's changed. You've become cynical and don't realize how amazing these kids can be. And, you know, one thing I know you've touched on is, you know, most of us don't really enjoy having a vaccination. I'm I'm certainly of that camp. You wouldn't think a physician would be scared of needles. But on the other hand, I'm also delighted that I was able to get that vaccine. I do what I've done since I was a pediatric patient. I turn my head, think about baseball, don't feel a thing, and boom, it's over. And I guess that's probably what you're seeing in your clinic, is these kids are coming in. Perhaps they aren't looking forward to the jab, but they know it's something they have to do.
That's right. That is right. And I will tell you, I've been doing this, you know, for 23 years at this point, and I have never had children ask me, like, excitedly ask me when they can get a shot. But that is how much this has affected these children. And they are so ready to get a vaccine. And they will tell me, Dr. Haas, I do not like shots, but I really want this one.
Gosh, you know, I have goosebumps right now just thinking about how great these kids are, and how oftentimes they can be a teaching example for us grown-ups.
They can. And I am blessed. I am one of those people that I really do love what I do and do what I love. And I realize how blessed I am with that. I'm sure other people that work with children, teachers and daycare workers and anybody that works with children, a lot of us feel that way. But, you know, they are just so excited to be able to get back to some normalcy. And it's amazing how much of the science of this they really understand. And it makes, I'm very, very happy for them. If you can't tell, I'm very excited and happy for them.
Oh, I am as well. No pun intended. Your excitement is infectious. But is there anything before we part that you would want our listeners to know?
Well, I would just want them to know, you know, if you have questions about this vaccine, including how the research was done for the approvals. I mean, we've had several parents who just want to know the process by which that happens so they can be more comfortable making the decision about vaccination. So please call your pediatrician. We are ready to answer those questions. I would just encourage everybody, not including, you know, birth to 110. Really, when you have a vaccination decision to make and you're not sure, please, please, please speak to your physician. I would not want you to make a decision not to vaccinate before you had all the information and you had all your questions answered, because it's a very important decision you're making.
My thanks today to Dr. Elizabeth Haas, pediatrician in Lexington, for talking with us today about COVID-19 vaccinations for children age 5 to 11. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.